The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program is brought to you by Ridgeway Community Church.
It's Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. How in the world are you today? It's Wisdom Wednesday. Are you ready to talk to me? Come on, let's go.
Live from our nation's capital, welcome to Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. An expert on race, religion, and relationships, Dr. Anderson wants to talk to you. Our phone lines are now open. 888-432-7434. And now, please welcome Dr. David Anderson, your bridge-building voice in the nation's capital.
That's me, your bridge-building voice right here in the nation's capital. How in the world are you today? Well, wherever you are, in your kitchen, in your car, maybe in front of your computer or your smartphone, watching me on my socials, at Anderson Speaks is my handle for Facebook and YouTube and all my socials. And of course, many of you listening on the most listened to Christian talk station on the East Coast, second in the entire country, WAVA 105.1 FM, right here in Arlington, Virginia, covering all of the DMV. That's D.C., Maryland, Virginia, even parts of West Virginia and Pennsylvania as well. So thanks a lot for tuning in. You know, what we're talking about today is something that may be of interest to some of you because you just don't have the educational knowledge of this particular topic like me. And so by developing this friendship and finding an expert on the topic, now we get to actually get a download through conversation with him. So hold on, and I'll tell you about that in just a moment. If you're new to the show, let me tell you how we roll. First of all, we've got Marriage Mondays, Tough Topic Tuesdays, Wisdom Wednesdays, that's today, Theological Thursdays, and then Open Phone-In Fridays. Anything you want to talk to me about on Friday is fair game. Then a special episode on Saturdays. And of course, if you don't have a place to worship on Sundays, you can hang out with me at bridgeway.cc, where I am the founding senior pastor. Now, if you want to call me today about today's topic, the number is going to be 888-432-7434. So what is today's topic? Well, today, friends, we're going to talk about the wisdom of stock market trading, the wisdom of stock market trading with our special guest, Marcus McConnell. Maybe you don't know much about the stock market or trading, or whether you get your feet wet by saying, I'm going to put money into the market, or maybe what the Bible has to say about it. Well, to help us out with that today, Marcus McConnell is going to walk us through it, talk us through it, pray us through it. Now, before I introduce him, let me do what I always do at the beginning of the show, and that is to open in just a short word of prayer. And let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you that all of our hope is in you, and that you, God, give us the treasures and the bounty that's necessary in order to live the life you've called us to here on the earth. We pray for today's show that you would bless it, bless our guests, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, there are a couple other ways you can get a hold of me. You can always go to AndersonSpeaks.com, AndersonSpeaks.com, or go to EmbraceGracism.com, my favorite website, and learn what it means to be a gracist. Well, Marcus McConnell is the CEO of Limitless Trading and Consulting, LLC, also Limitless Trading Academy. He's a professional, a full-time stock and options trader. As a result of the education he provides, adults and young adults can become consistently profitable traders. and doing the trading in the stock market. The result of him teaching how to trade is that people feel empowered, enlightened, inspired, and they become educated on the power of trading in the financial life and building generational wealth. Prior to being a full-time trader, Marcus served as vice president of technology at Nielsen, and during his 17-year tenure there, he led multiple global technical organizations and served as Nielsen's first executive diversity council. He served on that. So he's a vice president there. And then he left and said, I'm going to trade full time, which means he can hang out with me during the day, Dr. David Anderson. So Marcus McConnell, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Dr. D.A., Dr. David Anderson. It's a pleasure and honor to be on your show today.
It's great to have you on the show, Marcus McConnell. And, you know, even when I met you a while back, trading was something that you really enjoyed doing. Tell us, how did you get into trading? What was it about it that just made you say, hey, I want to learn this and do this?
You know, I've always wanted to have my own business. So I had that strong desire and passion for as long as I can remember, particularly after working in a job for 30 years, I always had that drive. I never lost that drive to be an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And then the second part was, well, I'd like to generate additional income outside of my job. I've always felt that you should have two incomes,
right?
Not just one, because you never know what can happen in any situation. So I started looking at things, and I was always a looker, right? I was one of those persons always trying to see where I could make that second income, Dr. David Anderson. And then I stumbled across trading, and then I went to a little webinar. Then I went to different trading academy. Then went to another trading academy, and I said, you know what? There's a need out there, and I want to not only learn how to trade, but also help other people to do the same.
So you actually have a passion to help other people learn how to trade. Why is that? Is that because of your own success, and you realize that a lot of people who are like me just don't know much about it? Or was there also not just the entrepreneur in you, but the teacher in you?
You know, it's funny. The teacher in me, I guess, came out loud because I like to work with people. I have a real close friend, Dr. Michael McCrimmon, who I had talked to extensively because we were close. And he's like, you know, from what you know about the market, man, you should teach other folks, particularly African-Americans who are woefully underrepresented in the stock market. Oh. In fact, if you look at it, some data got from the government website reported that only 33.5% of Black households owned stocks in 2019 compared to white or Caucasian households where the ownership rate is 61%. And we know we've heard other, numbers in that area. So I had a passion both, I guess, driven by him saying, as much as you know, you should teach me. I said, well, I want to wait till I'm making, a large amount of money, like crazy money where everyone wants me on the show. And he said, there's some people could use that, extra income right now. I didn't think of it that way. And so that was the drive. And next thing you know, the Limitless Trading Academy was created.
How about that? Limitless Trading Academy. If people are interested in checking it out, limitlesstrading.academy. Check him out. I'm going to run to my commercial break now. When we get back, Mr. Marcus McConnell, we're going to talk about the difference between trading and investing. We're going to learn what the Bible has to say about this and make sure that it's something that we can have a clear conscience in doing. And I want to talk to you about risk. How much risk does it take in order to do this? Listen, friends, we're talking about the wisdom of stock market trading. You got a question? Give us a call. 888-432-7434. Have you ever driven through neighborhoods and seen beautiful uplights? You know what uplights are? They're when they shine the light on the trees, they shine the light on the house, and it looks absolutely gorgeous. Well, guess what? During the winter months, Laser Landscaping are doing lights for your house. And they're not only doing lights on the outside, they're also doing hearth work. So if you're looking for nice patios and things of that sort, where you walk off the back of your patio and you just see how beautiful it can be in the spring while they're doing the work during the winter. So give them a call directly. It's Laser with a Z, laserlandscaping.llc. You can find them at 240-516-4967. Ask for Fidel, Laser Landscaping LLC. Ask for Fidel. Here's the number again, 240-516-4967, and zeroing in his company to give special deals today for Bowie, Maryland. That's right, Bowie, Mitchellville, Greenbelt, that area. They have so many folks that are ready to help you with the lighting and the beautifying of your home. So give them a call. It's Laser Landscaping. Ask for Fidel at 240-516-4967. Hi, Jewel. This is Dr. Hi. Anderson. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Anderson, and hello to your guests. First, I want to thank you for Best Buy waterproofing.
Oh.
They are outstanding. Yeah, and I'm scheduled to get my work done in a week, but I just want to thank you. The free home inspection, they came out.
Love it.
It was just absolutely amazing.
They have over 30 years of experience, and they'll even donate $500 to my show if you end up doing business with them. But most of all, get your basement fixed. Give them a call, 844-980-3707. That's 844-980-3707.
Need to get out of your house fast? Are you ready to drive away and move on with your life? Pete and Thomas Hundley own Hometown Home Buyers, an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau family-owned business. They can buy your home today, and if you need it, they will even help you move out. Give them a call today at 888-623-3533 or visit them at hometownhomebuyers.biz. That's hometownhomebuyers.biz. Call now, 888-623-3533. Sell today, move tomorrow.
Welcome back to Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. For more information about this program or for resources from Dr. Anderson, please visit andersonspeaks.com. To watch on Facebook Live or to view past episodes, visit Dr. Anderson's public figure Facebook page. Just search Dr. David Anderson and click like. You can also watch live on YouTube. Just search for Anderson Speaks, all one word, and make sure to subscribe. Join our text community and receive a free weekly textpiration from Dr. Anderson. Just text the word INSPIRE to 97000. That's INSPIRE to 97000. And now, back to Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson.
That's me. Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. Someone called me. It was a cold call, and they said, hey, we'd like to buy your house. What would you sell it for? I said, well, you know, if you offer me a couple hundred thousand more than the house, maybe I'll consider it. And sure enough, they end up calling back, want to make an offer on the home. And, of course, I didn't take it because why? Because I know Hometown Home Buyers. If I were going to sell my house and I didn't want to put it up for, you know, people walking through it and taking 3 or 4 months to get it ready and moving all that stuff, I would just call Hometown Home Buyers. You can find them at hometownhomebuyers.biz. Give them a call if you want to sell your home. You don't want to list it and go through all of that. They will buy your home regardless of how expensive or inexpensive it is. They'll even help you move out if you need to. Sometimes you need to get rid of that debt and move on. They'll help you do it. And that's the cool thing about the owners over there. They actually want to help people. Give them a call. Tell them I sent you. Let me give you their number. 888-623-3533. Let me give you their number one more time. 888-623-3533. Give them a call. They can buy your house right away, and you can be out of that bad boy, and they'll even help you if you need to, okay? Now, if you want to give me a call or talk to Marcus McConnell, an expert in the stock market trading field, who's hanging out with me today, you can call me here in the studio at 888-4-3-BRIDGE. Now, Marcus McConnell is the CEO of Limitless Trading and Consulting. He also has the Limitless Trading Academy. If you want to see more about him, go to limitlesstrading.academy. You can even see watch a free webinar that he has up there. That doesn't cost you anything. But as we're learning about trading, Marcus McConnell, would you teach us the difference between trading and investing, or is that the same thing?
Well, there is a difference between trading and investing, and I would break it down in three components. Number one, the time frame is completely different. Mm-hmm. For investing, you're typically finding that process to be driven by a retirement account, like your 401k or 403b or some type of investment that you intend to have in your later years or even funding your kids' college education. The method is also different, number two, because the method you'll go about for trading versus investing is different. Most people think of investing as buying some type of security, a stock or something, or investing in a bond and holding it for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
The method of trading is we're looking for a quicker in and out in the stock market. We're not going to be in there a long time.
Okay.
And the objective is a little different. Well, you could say similar objectives, but there are some discrepancies between the two objectives.
But the objective is to make money quicker if you're trading, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Exactly, Dr. D.A. So that they're both to be profitable.
Mm-hmm.
But with trading, we can do a couple of things we can't do in other cases. Like in trading, we can make money when the market is going down or up, which like today, the market is down. So you want to have some trades that take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
So whereas most investment portfolios are driven with the market only going upward, they don't really do well when the market goes down.
Understood. And so the time frame, the method, is there another distinction between the two?
Yeah, time frame, method, and objective. Like I said, the objective trading is to get in and make quicker profits. So
I understand.
I may be in trades 1, 2, 3 days, maybe a week, maybe, 2 weeks at most, right? Whereas mm-hmm. If I'm investing, I'm in a stock or holding it for, years, right?
So understood.
People are like, oh, yeah, I heard about this Apple, this coming before. They got some kind of phone thing. So they bought it years ago, right? They just
right,
sold it. They never
right.
did anything.
So if
that's
I,
called is unrealized gain until they sold
it. Well, right. So, and then I guess it's not investing. If you put something in for a week or put something in for a day, you haven't really invested. You're just trading. So that makes sense. I want to put some money in. I'm going to make some money back. Now, you said that even when the market's going down, somebody can make money through trading. Is there a secret you can give away there?
Yes. So people are probably not aware as much that there's companies that their sole purpose in life is make money when the market goes down.
Really?
So what they're doing is they're basically borrowing stock to sell it at a high price on the expectation it's going to go lower. So they borrow, sell it at the height, and when it declines, then they have to get it back. So one of the things about I teach is you can learn how to sell first and buy back cheaper. It's one of those things in the market people don't know exist.
Uh-huh.
So yes, you can do that. There's another concept that allows you not to even do stock. It's kind of one of the other secrets, I would say, Dr. D.A., is that there's these options you can buy that also allow you to take advantage of the market declining.
Uh-huh.
And so options are derivatives of the stock price. And then an option allows you to have the right but not the obligation to buy a stock at a certain price. It's a contract.
Right.
Well, you can do these contracts and you don't even have to buy the stock and make money.
Huh. And so in your academy and in your classes, you're actually teaching people how this works so they begin to understand the language, understand how to do this. So there is a bit of a science to it. It's not just an art or a hope. There's some real math behind this. Yeah.
Absolutely. See, you're operating in a probabilistic environment. What people think about the stock market is, they think it's a game or gambling or some type of Russian roulette or something to that extent. But they don't realize that it transacts $225 billion a day. That's almost $1 trillion a week. That's not going to be happening by gambling.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a lot of math, statistical indicators, and other data that you can use, plus human behavior, to understand and have a more likely probability of success.
How about
that? All that data exists, and it used to only exist to certain people on Wall Street whether you're on the New York Stock Exchange or the Chicago Board Exchange, but now that data can be readily available to people like you and I.
How about that?
I teach people how to use that data that exists there to their advantage, and there's a lot of data that kind of gives you an insight of kind of what's going to transpire in the market. So wouldn't it be helpful if you had that kind of data and someone taught you how to use it?
How about that? The wisdom of stock trading is our Wisdom Wednesday topic with Marcus McConnell. He is an expert in this area, CEO of Limitless Trading. You can find more about him at limitlesstrading.academy. He's also a friend, a church member. He's a giver. He's generous. He's kind. He loves the Lord. He knows the scriptures. And so in a moment, I want to talk to you about what the Bible says about this, Marcus McConnell. So for those who are listening and they're looking for a Bible study, well, they may not get that. They want to know, well, is this okay with God? And so how do I make sure I maximize my stewardship? So I'm going to come back to that question in a moment. But first, let's go on over to Laurel, Maryland, and talk to JC, who is on the line. Hey, JC, welcome to the show today. How you doing?
Hi, how you all doing today?
Excellent, sir. Thanks for hanging with us. What are you thinking today?
Well, I guess you probably took the question right out of my mouth, like how to make ethical decisions trading when you might know particular information about a company that might not always be doing things on the up and up, and how that might conflict with your internal spiritual compass.
Yeah, that's a good question. Turn your radio down so we don't hear an echo there, JC. So
Sorry.
That's okay. So your question is about what about the ethical dilemma of trading in a company that may not be supporting the things, or worse, they're supporting things that you don't agree with biblically, right?
Right. Yes. They say Jesus, they said they gambled or so, you know, threw lots for Jesus's clothes.
Right.
And I know a lot of might think according to that scripture, oh, well, that might mean that I can't necessarily, you know, get involved in something as tumultuous or volatile as stocks or even certain fields of study like real estate and things like that. How do we navigate those kind of anxieties, I guess?
Yeah, that's very good. Let's turn to Marcus McConnell. Marcus, what do you think about the question of JC from Laurel?
Oh, thanks, JC, for the question. I think it's a great question, and I think we have to go to the gospel according to Matthew, 25th chapter, 15 verse, and we talk about the parable of the talents. If we remember that when Jesus was speaking, he talked about he gave five talents to one, two to the other, and one to the one. Remember what he did after those talents, that one doubled them? And if you look at the King James Version of the Bible, it says that he went and traded with the same and made them other five talents. In other words, the guy who had five talents went and traded to get five more. Right there in the Bible, it talks about trading to double your income. So when I look at the Bible and think about trading and talk about the being ethical, we can see that Jesus, for the one that did five, doubled five, the one that did two, doubled to two, the one that got one and put it in the ground, he cursed him. So right there, Jesus is saying it's okay to take your money and double it. So if we have a vehicle, think of the market as an apparatus, a vehicle, a tool, an instrument, where you have an opportunity to potentially double your money. It's not a guarantee that that will happen. But again, if you don't invest in it, and I go earlier point, we've seen that to help people get generational wealth, number one is home ownership. Number two is investing. So this is an area of an opportunity. The Bible talks about that. The second verse that I rely on a lot around that, so there's the parable of the talents. And the other thing is I go to the Gospel of John 3:2, where he read, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper." So in my mind, it says my soul prosperity must precede my health and my financial prosperity. So my foundation is in Jesus, that I'm okay that I can trade. And if you say, hey, this company I don't agree with, there are so many companies you can trade with that you agree with, that is not an issue.
Yeah, so
there's plenty of other ones you can choose.
In other words, don't trade with the ones that would violate your conscience, but there are so many other opportunities that do. You know, Proverbs 16:33 says the lot is cast in the lap, but it's every decision is from the Lord. So at the end of the day, the Lord still gets the last call, JC. What do you think about the answer that Marcus McConnell gave you?
I think that's awesome text and scriptures. Definitely a blessing to have you come on Dr. Anderson's show. Now I can safely enter this bank with peace of mind. Thank you so much.
you're so welcome. And also, JC, check out his website. He has a free seminar there, limitlesstrading.academy, okay?
All right, will do. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, God bless you. You know, this is so good, Marcus McConnell, because people don't really talk about this in the church and in the Christian world. So you're actually helping us, not just people from underserved communities or the Black community or whatever, which is great. I mean, you know, whites, Blacks, I feel like it's probably quite colorless when it comes to that green money coming your way when you put stocks and trades in, but you're helping believers understand that you put that one talent in the ground and it doesn't make anything, then you're guaranteed no return as opposed to the other two from that passage. I'm coming right back. It's Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson.
There's a place where the Bible's most powerful stories come to life on stage. Stories like Moses.
Let my people go!
Jonah.
Well, I'm not going to Nineveh!
And Samson.
Where does he get his strength from? Nobody's that strong!
Now, Sight and Sound Theaters presents a brand new original stage production.
Everyone has a story.
All young women are to be taken to the palace.
The choices we must face.
Go to the king. Plead for the lives of your people.
At a time that was chosen for us.
No one can ever know who you are.
What you are about to see is my story.
Queen Esther. Live on stage at Sight and Sound Theaters in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. For tickets, visit sight-sound.com.
Where's God calling you next? Lancaster Bible College, Capital Seminary, and Graduate School can help you get there. Join us for a virtual open house at our Washington, D.C. location. Share your professional goals, explore programs designed to serve working adults, walk through program details and expectations, and get a cost breakdown and financial aid information. Don't miss this virtual open house for LBC Capital, Washington, D.C. on Thursday, March 4th at noon. Register at lbc.edu/experiencedc.
Alexa can play WAVA-FM and hear us wherever you are on our mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, or radio.com.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is on Life-Changing Talk Radio, 105.1 FM, WAVA, weekday mornings at 9:30.
Listen to your favorite Christian programs anytime on the OnePlace app. Download and listen offline. Stream to your car or automated home device. Download OnePlace at Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
01, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rack animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. Welcome to the second half of the show. I've got Marcus McConnell hanging out with me, an expert in stock trading, a Christian, a brother in the Lord, a friend. And, of course, he's been in corporate America for decades, but then he decided, even as vice president of technology at Nielsen, he decided to go off on his own because he had been trading privately and part-time, and then he went full-time, and now he owns Limitless Trading and consulting. You can find him at limitlesstrading.academy. He's with us for another half hour. His goal is to empower us, to educate us, so we know more about how we can make money, invest in generational wealth. And so, Marcus McConnell, thank you for being on the show today.
My pleasure.
If you have a question for Mr. McConnell, you can always give us a call right now. We've already talked about in the first half of the show, in case you're just joining us, what the Bible has to say about trading. Also, the difference between trading and investing. Mr. McConnell, before we go to the phone lines to Raleigh, North Carolina, what are a couple of the mistakes that people make when they're attempting to trade in the stock market?
I think the first mistake is they don't have any education and they just jump right in. They hear somebody made a lot of money and they get in and they start chasing popular stocks. They don't adjust to market conditions, but if you're uneducated about the market, then you just jump in and then it doesn't work out for you. Then you create this negative feeling about the market.
Uh-huh. And that's probably your academy helps people. Yeah,
absolutely. So take, for example, about a year ago, last year, we had this horrific pandemic and the market dropped over 33%. And so for the folks that I work with and teach, and I told them, I said, well, we need to have a list. Here's the stocks that are going to do well during the pandemic, and here's the stocks that are going to do well once the pandemic starts to start getting less and less. So having a list of that helped them immensely so they could see, hey, for example, I'll just share with the radio listeners here, during the pandemic, a lot of the digital stocks went well, like Amazon or the place where you could order like Chewy online pet supplies. So a lot of the stuff that was doing well did well during the market, because that, conversely, now that we recovered, we're seeing like the airlines and the hotels and, of course, the oil companies, because oil took a massive beating when everybody's working from home and nobody's flying. There's no consumption of gasoline.
Right. Well, and I heard that Zoom went really, really high, and now the last quarter it went down, I guess, because we're kind of coming out of the pandemic. So that's your whole point. So being able to read that, to talk to other people about it, and to have a coach teach you through it, all of that's going to help your success, isn't it?
Right. And I hope people get a skill set they can have for life. You mentioned a point just before we went to the break, Dr. David Anderson, that this is a place where the gender and ethnicity and race and education and income and who you like and who you don't like don't matter. It's a level playing field. Did you put on a trade and did you make money from it or did you take an expense? So it's a complete, absolute level playing field. So people don't talk about that aspect of the market, that it doesn't have all those other biases. Place a trade and did you make money?
How about that? That's actually a very important point. So if you have some money to invest, this is a way you can invest it, trade it, and it's, in a sense, colorless, genderless. It's just all about the green, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, just a beautiful thing for the man leading one of the largest multicultural ministries in the nation.
Who are you talking about? McConnell.
I'm talking about Dr. David.
Come on, man. Let's go to Raleigh, North Carolina. We've got Anthony who's hanging out with us. How you doing today, sir?
Man, I am awesome. I love this show. It's just such a blessing to me.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Who knew that we Christians could talk about stock trading? That's kind of cool, right?
I love it. I have a business degree, and I tell you, this is right up my alley. I'm huge on stocks.
Oh, that's great. So what's your comment or question for Mr. McConnell?
So first and foremost, I'm signing up for the Trading Academy. I just am floored that there's a believer that does this. Yeah. My two quick questions, cryptocurrency, it's the latest thing that's out there. I have no clue. It's all over the place. I've been throwing money into it. I don't even know if it's wise. And then the second quick question, and I'll let you answer it, is do you need a lot of money to invest in the Trading Academy in terms of getting started? So those are my questions.
I'll
let you answer those.
Let's answer the last one first. Do you need a lot of money in order to do this, Marcus McConnell?
No, you don't need a lot of money. In fact, my price point's about a third of what everybody else gets, and they're online teaching and mine's in person. So you don't need a lot of money. That's number one.
Well, hang on. You're talking about your coaching and training, and that's true. They charge so much. You don't, and you get in-person Zoom personal attention. So that's for learning and trading, and Anthony's going to join you. But what about to actually trade? how much money do I need to trade? Do I need thousands and thousands of dollars?
No, you don't. No, you don't need thousands and thousands. I mean, it, you know, whatever you have, what I teach is you start with an amount of money that does not impact your family budget. So if that's $1,000, let's start with $1,000. If that's $500, let's start with $500. You know, you can't start with $100. Let me just start there. Yeah, you need to start price.
Okay, good.
$500 to $1,000.
Okay, gotcha.
But again, that's, and I will have guidance to you. Well, how do you start with a smaller amount of money? And then the goal is you learn with a little bit of money. When you get good, you can trade with more money.
Well, yeah, when you start getting money, you can use some of that money to trade. Okay, I like that.
Exactly.
So then to Anthony's second part of his question before the break and before we come back and get Vanessa, let me just ask you, cryptocurrency, bitcoins, all of that, inundated with it, have no idea what it means. I'm sure Anthony's going to love to hear this. Help us out, brother.
Yeah, so the cryptocurrency is a whole new field. So I guess the quick description around it is think of another currency, right? Instead of trading money, you're trading this digital currency.
Mm-hmm.
And then that is a, in and of itself, a whole new game where you're seeing kind of the two sides of it. Right. I could almost do the pun and say the two sides of the coin here, the Bitcoin and the non-Bitcoin.
Right.
But nevertheless, there are certain stocks that have invested heavily in Bitcoin. And so what I teach is let's track those. We don't have to be experts. And I should say all stocks and investing, you have to accept 100% of your risk yourself. We're not a financial advisor here. We're just giving you information, education, so you can make your own decisions intelligently.
Mm-hmm.
So cryptocurrency in itself, think of it as another currency that people can buy things. And you're starting to see greater and greater acceptance of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's tracked, just like we see how the S&P 500 market index or the Dow Jones, there's also tracking of the Bitcoin now.
Mm-hmm.
So it is growing in popularity, even though some large investors are still kind of not on board. Even some of Congress is not on board. But this wave is still here and it's still coming.
So what I teach is,
look, here's how we do it. There are certain stocks that are good to have if Bitcoin is doing well. So let's track those and make money on those. And you don't have to be some guru on how cryptocurrency works.
I like it. Anthony, how do you feel about that answer?
I'm in, brother.
All right. Hey, listen, thanks for hanging out with us. Anthony from Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm glad you're going to join Mr. McConnell's Academy. If you want to know more about the Academy, limitlesstrading.academy. Check him out. Hit the website. He's even got a free webinar there. And when we get back, we're going to hear what Vanessa wants to say. She's from Maryland. This is Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson.
Listen to Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson and wondered how we come up with heartfelt discussions on Marriage Mondays or engaging topics on Tough Topic Tuesdays? Well, our listeners are our inspiration. We would love to keep hearing from you. So if you have an idea for the show, let us know, because comprehension begins with conversation. Send us your ideas by sending an email to info@andersonspeaks.com and join the conversation on Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson.
Dr. Anderson would love for you to join his Facebook page and subscribe to his YouTube channel. Just search Dr. David Anderson on Facebook and click like, or Anderson Speaks on YouTube and subscribe. They're a great way for you to connect with and follow Dr. Anderson. Plus, you can watch Dr. Anderson's radio program live or search past episodes. You can also connect with Dr. Anderson and his sponsors at andersonspeaks.com. Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson on Facebook, YouTube, and andersonspeaks.com. Check him out today.
What if you have to move out of your house very soon? You don't have time to list it and stage it and get everybody in and out of it. It could take you a long time with all of the walkthroughs when all you have to do is call Hometown Home Buyers. That's hometownhomebuyers.biz. Check them out. They can buy your house today. You can move out tomorrow. They'll even help you move out if you want them to. They're family owned. They have an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. And they give a $500 donation to the show when they do business with you. So if you don't have time for all of that drama when it comes to months of selling your house, then give them a call today. Here's the number, 888-623-3533. That's 888-623-3533. Or check them out online, hometownhomebuyers.biz. Sell your home quickly today. Move out tomorrow. It's Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. I've got Marcus McConnell, expert when it comes to trading. He's a Christian, and he's trading full-time, and he's training people how to trade and make money, regardless of your color, class, culture, or age. As long as you're an adult, I assume, you can invest and learn how to invest. You can trade on stocks and learn how to make money. And what you need is knowledge, and you need knowledge and wisdom. And Marcus McConnell's here to help us with that today. Thank you, Marcus McConnell, for hanging out with us today, okay?
Awesome to be on your show.
Let's talk to Vanessa from Maryland. Hi, Vanessa. It's Dr. Anderson and Marcus McConnell. How are you?
Good afternoon, Dr. Anderson and Mr. McConnell. I'm doing great.
Good afternoon. What's your comment or question today, Ms. Vanessa?
Well, I'm thrilled that Mr. McConnell is on the radio with you. Especially since it's Christian-based, it seems to be very Christian-based. And so I've always kind of shied away from stocks, thinking that I wasn't sure if it was okay. So the scriptures that were given and the rationale are really good to me.
Good.
So I'm wondering if Mr. McConnell can tell me, does he have any courses or classes? How long are they? And kind of how much they are. So those of us who are looking at our budget can kind of know how to either jump in or know how to plan for it.
Good question. Mr. McConnell.
So, yes, the courses that I have are, number one, I have an introduction to trading like the pros. That course will now run about 7 weeks. We do it on a Saturday morning. The in-person teaching by me. The next class is going to start on March 13th. So other course I have is a master trading course. You either have to take in my first course to get in there or have some good solid experience trading options, because I go into some very advanced topics around how to trade options and how to give you additional ways to generate income out of the market. I also have a study group that I run on Thursday nights. Again, that's the study group was created really as a landing place for all the folks who took my class, because it's been shown empirically that people are part of a group. They perform better than trading by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So in that study group, I each week go through the list of stocks I have, look for ones that are setting up for potential trades. I usually have a teaching topic. I entertain questions. I look at anybody's stock they wanted to look at, give them my feedback. And then we have sessions where we can talk through, you know, market tone. They get updates from me every day on the market. So the study group is another tool I have. And then I'm in the process of creating my digital product so people can, who can't attend in person, and at some point I will, you know, move to more digital, except for the master class. That will be done probably within the next 30 days. I have a full digital product that people can buy. So right now, you know, the retail value for my intro class would be around $4,000, really more like $6,000 when I compare it out to the field. But if people pay one time only, it's only $2,000. And that is a tremendous deal for what I cover, because I cover if you've never traded in your life to how you trade options, okay, including how to open an account, everything. Yeah. So the master trading class is a little bit more. It's done in 5 sessions. But now we're talking about supremely advanced topics. Again, really catering to people who not only want to do it part-time, but maybe one time be full-time. This allows them to have, you know, multitudes of strategies to make money in the market. Okay, so that costs a little more. That's around $3,500-ish. Again, the value of that is probably around $10,000. But again, I am trying to build more people to have the knowledge and make the right decisions. My study group is a straight $97 a month. That's way less than I make. So it's really people get a head start into trading. That's why I created it. So it's really more to help people get moving so they can kind of get the skills, Dr. David Anderson,
yeah,
and then refine those skills.
Got
so
it.
That's what I have there.
Got it. So Miss Vanessa, 2,000, that would normally be 6,000. And then if you want them to be more advanced, 3,500, that would normally be 10,000. And then weekly, monthly, $97 if people want to be a part of the study group. Does that answer some of your questions, Miss Vanessa?
That truly does. I'm glad for the price. I think it's really fair. In fact, it's a deal, and I would encourage others who are listen more closely. I am.
Yeah. Well, listen, thank you for being a part of the show today. And again, you can always go to Mr. McConnell's website, limitlesstrading.academy. Now, if people actually want to talk to you and email, see you later, Miss Vanessa. If people want to talk to you and email you, they can email you at customersupport@limitlesstrading.academy. Let me say that again because you gave this to me before the show. So somebody may want to ping you on email, customersupport@limitlesstrading.academy. Dot Academy. Let's get one more call in. Let's close the lines, Mr. Chief Engineer, and go to Matt, who's on the road in Virginia. Hey, Matt, welcome to the show. You're my final call.
Oh, man, I wish I wasn't the final call. There's so much to be said.
hey, but you're the last one in the door before the arc closes, man.
well, to me, it seems like all it is a rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer. Like, I don't know who's got $4,000 to throw at a class or even $1,000 to throw at a class on top of $500 for, like, starting, like what he said, to get into trading. Like, I downloaded Robinhood. I got $20 in Robinhood. Like, that's nothing.
Right.
That's all I can afford. That's literally all I can afford.
And, and some people probably can't even afford that, right, Matt?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's a joke. The whole system is rigged, and it sucks. Like,
But remember what the Lord did, though. I mean, he said there's a guy that had one talent. There's a guy that had two talents. There's a guy that had five talents. So the difference is in those who have the talents, whatever the Lord gave them. The question is, what do you do with what he gave you, whether it's a lot or whether it's a little, right? I mean, at the end of the day, don't you think you got to steward what you have?
I do. I absolutely steward what I have.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, not just you, but all of us, right? All of us should do that, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely, we should steward what we got. But, I mean, I feel limited in my ability to provide for my family and my kids and be an impact in my neighborhood as an evangelist.
But we pray that that won't always be the case. I've got to run now because of the break, but we pray that that won't always be the case, Matt. Like, you may be where you are now, but you may be in a different place later. We want to make sure that you're growing no matter where you are. I'll be right back.
Do you suffer from lower back pain, knee pain, foot pain, plantar fasciitis, arthritis, fallen arches, or neuropathy? If yes, just stop and write this magic word, G-Defy. What is G-Defy? G-Defy is the footwear designed by Gravity Defier Medical Technology with the worldwide patented VersoShock sole. Their shoes are clinically proven to relieve pain by a double-blind clinical study. You can try pair free for 30 days with free corrective fit orthotic inserts. If you're not satisfied, just return the shoes for a full refund and keep the orthotics as a gift. Save $20 and get free shipping when you go to gdefy.com/radio and use code radio. That's gdefy.com/radio. Code radio.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Customers at New Look know that getting a new roof is easy. Could be how easy it is to set an appointment, or the 3D visualizer of their new roof. Or maybe it's the line-by-line pricing so you know exactly what you're paying for. But if it's none of those reasons, maybe it's the pricing. New Look brings new meaning to the words volume discount. We install one roof every hour, so that means buying power. And we pass those savings on to our customers. There's no better time than winter.
Manufacturers need to move inventory, and they know that we're the ones to do it. Right now, we're getting roofing shingles for half of what they will be in spring, and that means huge savings for customers. And if that wasn't enough, qualify for no interest, no payment financing until 2022. Call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. While we can't make everything easy, we can make roofing easy.
Hi, Rich Lee here for One Donation. You know, that recent blast of winter didn't just test your patience. It tested the integrity of your home's windows. Did they fog up, frost up? Were they sweating with condensation? Could you feel cold air coming in? You need new windows. But that's actually good news, because Wind Donation's virtual home show extravaganza is going on now. Get two free windows with every two you buy. There is no limit. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 24 months. Beat the spring rush. Call today, 866-90-NATION, or visit WindDonation.com and tell them Rich Lee sent you.
Hey, wait up. Let me grab a quick smoke.
You can't keep up now. And how do you even buy that stuff? You're not 21.
Oh, I bought this before the law changed.
That doesn't matter. It's illegal to possess any tobacco products, including electronic and vaping products that contain nicotine, if you're under 21. You can still buy FDA-approved cessation aids like nicotine patches or gum, though. Why don't you get some and quit?
Quitting is hard, but now is the time. Quit Now Virginia is there to help. Go to quitnow.net/Virginia or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for free help today.
It's Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. Hometown home buyers, if you want to sell your home, they'll buy it from you directly. You don't have to go through the real estate process, although that's a really good process to go to if you have the time. You have the great professionals that can help you stage it and walk you through it. But if you don't have the time, you don't have a few months, you really want to sell your home, whether it's a big, beautiful mansion or whether it's just a small house, guess what? They'll buy it from you. Give them a call. I know them over there, and they're ready to talk to you at 888-623-3533. That's hometownhomebuyers.biz. I've got Marcus McConnell on the air with me. We're about to end the show and land the plane, but Mr. McConnell, as we've been talking about this trading and stock trading, even as believers, once you realize that it's okay as a believer to do it, and you can look through the different kinds of companies that you want to trade in and all of that, when you get down to it, what are some final thoughts that you would want to leave our listeners with today?
Well, I think the final thoughts I would leave with the listeners, and again, it was great to be on your show today.
Yeah, you're welcome, friend.
Is that, number one, you need to get education to understand how to trade in the market. And even if you never placed a trade, the education you would get could help you. You could call your financial advisor and ask them questions, she or he, that maybe you could never ask before. Mm-hmm. To really challenge them, if you saw something in the market that seems like it was going to go down, maybe convert your money to cash.
Yeah.
Also, I wanted to quickly mention that I do have a monthly payment plan for my courses. So I do realize, based on what's happening in our economy, that some cases people can't pay a cash payment. So we have a monthly payment plan as well.
Gotcha. That might help somebody like Matt had called earlier. That might help somebody like him.
Right.
But he may not be ready for it yet because he doesn't have the income to do that. But one day he might be, and this is the way to help somebody like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's not for everyone, right? It's just like anything else. Certain people do well working outside of the home, working in the field versus being behind a desk, right? So,
right.
And then I also say, look, when we look at generating income, are you doing it to the glory of God?
Yeah.
So, you know, he talked about me being a member of, you know, church, and I attend Bridgeway. I love Bridgeway, and I love donating to Bridgeway. I love what it does and how he builds the church to help more people across all culture, races, genders, and creeds.
Well, and Marcus, the more believers are financially free, the more that they can fund the kingdom of God, right?
Absolutely.
And so with your,
right.
if
Does
you're a giver.
Get mad that if I,
yeah. Yes. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was like, yeah, would anybody get mad to know that I give generously to my church and to causes that support kids who don't have food on the table?
Right.
I am very passionate about that. I hate that kids don't have food on the table in the United States and around the globe. So I donate to those causes.
Yeah, I love it because, again, we love everybody at Bridgeway. And if they can't even give $2 or $3, that's fine. But when somebody can give $200 or $300 because they can, well, that helps us. If they can give $2,000 or $3,000, $200 or $200, $300. The key is being a faithful steward with your – isn't it interesting? The guy Amen. With the one talent – was the stingiest one, right? Like the guy exactly. with the one talent, did he have excuses? Because he's the one that had the least. He should have done something with it.
It was interesting. The Lord said, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." Isn't that the words we want to hear?
Absolutely.
And that's what he said to the.
And body. let me say it to you as we end this show. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. I'm proud of you, Marcus. And Lord Jesus, would you be pleased with us in the way we steward our resources as well? In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, sir. Father.